Feeling the effects of a St. Patrick's Day Saturday? We have the cure for you. It's Super Sunday, full of hoops, thunder, Raptors, right here on TSN 1050. Just sit back and enjoy as the Raptors go for their 12th win in a row.
Every team is coming in and giving us a best shot. We're learning to be the hunted instead of the hunter.
DeRozan on a breakaway, going to jam it down with two hands, and that will do it.
I see the big picture, but I like the fight. I like the way the guys come together. The same thing last night. I thought they had grit.
DeRozan drives all the way up, jams it down. DeRozan jams it down, and he's fouled.
We got to play hard. We got to compete every possession. We got to be the hardest working team on the floor every night.
DeMar steps into the three, and it goes. Fred, the three, that's short. That was blocked. Four on the clock. DeMar, the three. No. Ibaka to Fred, the three. Got it.
It's time for BMO Raptors Basketball on TSN 1050, the voice of the Raptors.
Were you doing the Irish jig last night, Dwayne Watson?
I was not doing any jigs, unfortunately, sorry.
You sticking with the Jameson and Guinness?
And I don't drink either, you
know? Did you wear green yesterday?
I had a Shamrock shake.
There you go.
Hey, I had to
delicious. This is BMO Raptors Basketball. Hey, happy St. Patrick's Day weekend. Just continues throughout the whole thing. 17th, 18th of March, it all works. Gareth Wheeler, Dwayne Watson with you, high up top in the Air Canada Center. We have a great one for you today as your Toronto Raptors look for their 12th win in a row against the fourth place team in the Western Conference and a team who have won five games in a row in their own right in the Oklahoma City Thunder. And Mr. Triple-Double himself, Russell Westbrook, his 100th triple-double of his career, joined the Century Club earlier in the week. Now he's got to take on this Raptors team, and all of a sudden, the guy who averaged a triple-double last season, he's averaging 9.7 assists, just shy of that triple-double per game mark again this year.
Hey,
it's crazy.
He's one of the best in the league, and you said he's one of the best players in the league to watch. Electric, intensifying, intense. And he's going to challenge. He's trying to get this team better playoff standings. The Western Conference is a very, very tight race right now. But this Raptors team is looking at making history today, and they've been doing it throughout the season and still continue to play at this high level.
We'll see what the defensive matchups look like this afternoon, because it might not just be a straight-up point guard on Russell Westbrook the entire game. We shall see. But no Fred VanVleet, if you're just joining us, breaking in the last hour. Fred VanVleet will miss this afternoon's ball game with what they're calling a right hand contusion. The word wrist is being used.
Yep.
So hand, wrist. So that means a whole lot more of Kyle Lowry,
yep,
who should be fresh after sitting out just for, yep, rest purposes Friday night, and DeLon Wright this afternoon.
Exactly, which is not too shabby. Not too shabby,
no,
at all, I think, that regard. But you're right, there's going to be a lot of defensive matchups, a lot of changes for all the personnel that the Thunder's right there. I think it's 9.7 rebounds for...
rebounds,
yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
He averages...
Still, right, hey, yes. 0.3 rebounds, that's still pretty impressive.
Yes.
I mean, he's got more rebounds than most of the Raptors per game.
So, I thought you said something interesting a few moments ago. It's not just the Raptors game planning for Westbrook and the Oklahoma City Thunder. They have the game plan for the Raptors.
Yeah. I mean, this is a team that's beaten...
I like that.
...the Rockets. It's like, the Thunder are aware of how good this team is playing right now. They're not your old Raptors. I mean, the Thunder have also competed against this team, but the depth in the second unit, as we talked about, DeMar DeRozan's ability to score when needed. And, of course, you got Kyle Lowry. So, I mean, while there's definitely matchups the Raptors were, but defensively, it goes both ways. And as Sherm said in the beginning, the pregame show, they have to make those offensive guys work on the defensive end, too.
Right. Let's play some audio from Dwayne Casey, if we can, after Friday night's game, because the Raptors won 122-115 over the Dallas Mavericks in overtime. And Dwayne Casey with some pointed comments about the effort and work rate of his Raptors team.
I said it all the time. We don't have Michael, Larry, Kareem. You know, they're not walking through that door. So we got to play hard. We got to compete every possession. We got to be the hardest working team on the floor every night. And if we don't, we're a good team, but we want to be better.
I love those comments,
yep,
from the head coach. He's trying to find different ways to push the team's buttons, but there's a lot of truth in that. You can make the argument that on paper, Oklahoma City have more talent, but the way that this Raptors team plays, and the effort that they bring and the energy, that's what takes them to another level. And without that, they're not the same group.
You're right. And I think on paper, OKC is more impressive. But if you watch this Raptors team enough to know, like what you said, the effort and intensity of the second unit points, but what they bring, how they sustain or continue to grow leads, they kill any other team's second unit, I think. That's where the difference is going to come in. And the starters aren't too shabby. You're getting a balanced effort from JV, Serge, Kyle DeMar, and whoever's in that three slot. So that's why this team, I feel, has the edge, and they have to worry about matching up for them.
Yeah, and they know that there will be a set. And all the Raptors didn't play very well on Friday night, but every game will not be a masterpiece. And that, for me, is trademark of an elite-level team. When you're not at your best, still coming away with wins, finding a way, whether it was against the Mavericks, in Detroit against the Pistons a couple weeks back. This is what good teams do, is win games when they're not at their best.
Two things. You mentioned how DeMar shot very poorly, but he shot well when it mattered.
Yes.
We're talking with 60 wins. Are we going to remember that 5 or 7, maybe 10 of them may have been ugly wins? 60 wins is 60 wins, so I think this team has proven that they can play at a high level against the big teams and take care of business with the lesser teams, and that's what really matters.
Right. So with no Fred VanVleet, what does that second unit look like, Dwayne? I mean, how does that work? Does Dwayne Casey essentially just shorten the bench because he loves to play those two point guards together, in DeLon Wright and Fred VanVleet in the second unit?
Well, we've seen Lorenzo, when Lorenzo's been called into
Lorenzo
play.
Lorenzo Brown, yeah.
He's from 905. He's got minutes, and I think one thing Lorenzo does is he plays safe, he plays within himself. I'd like him to be a little more aggressive when he's out there. We've seen what he can do in the G League. But I feel that, you know, DeLon Wright is going to be that guy to close the games alongside Kyle as Fred VanVleet in that role.
Interesting. Whether it's Malcolm Miller or Lorenzo Red, like different players have stepped up
matter.
As improbable as it's been at times. For this Raptors team, if they go 8-5 over their next 13 games, Dwayne, they reach that 60-win mark. That total means something for me. I know that people downplay it, but that puts the Raptors in elite category in terms of all-time teams once you reach that threshold. For me, it absolutely matters. And more important, keep the pressure on the Rockets and the Warriors. And the Warriors are banged up right now. If you can somehow, some way, have the best record in the NBA, I know it's way down the road,
right,
but that potentially could mean home court advantage heading into an NBA Finals. And that's where we're at right now with this Raptors.
And that means a lot. That means a lot. I think 8-5 is doable, but the concern is you have a lot of teams in the Eastern Conference. Everything is so tight that everyone's playing down the wire for jockey position, so they might have to push themselves to get there, but it's definitely attainable.
Right. Should be a great one today. I know a lot of attention on Westbrook. What do you make of PG and Melo and the way that they've had to come together to play with Westbrook? And it seems like finally this team has figured it out to a certain degree and are playing some better basketball.
Well, we talk about being happening when it matters, and I think, you know, Westbrook is truly an A-type personality, and like as much as I said, like how the Raptors have to work, the Thunder have to reach the Raptors, he feels like, how are they going to play with me? But I think they're starting to figure it out, and PG is like right now the best two-way player in the league. He's shooting the ball at 40% from three, one of the best defenders in the league, and I think they found ways to make it work together because they know they want to be playing more basketball in the playoffs, and they've all had that experience, and they all have something to prove. Westbrook wants to do it without Durant. Carmelo wants to socialize the player. Paul George wants to show that he is that guy. So I think they're going to try and find a way to make it work.
Yeah, hangovers aren't an excuse today for anyone in this building.
Nope.
And anyone on the floor.
Or the fans.
The fans, I want to hear them bring it today. There is a little bit of a lack of energy in this building, but maybe that's an early tip, day after St. Patrick's Day. No excuses, people. Let's do this.
Exactly.
Someone's win streak's coming to an end. OKC, they've won 5 in a row. The Raptors have gone for 11, looking to make it 12 as they take on the Thunder. Let's go down courtside. Here is Paul Jones and Sherman Hamilton. Gentlemen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Gareth, and we're talking about a club record tying 11 straight, Sherm, looking for 12. And as Gareth said, OKC, no slouches themselves. They've won 5 in a row. And as we were talking about in the pregame, this is a team that I don't think you want. I mean, the playoffs are different. I don't think there's anybody that you want to see. We just talked about this on the TV side, at TSN TV side, where it would be Toronto-Miami. And you talked about how Miami would grind you. But it's not going to be easy. We'll get more of that once we're done with the starting lineups. First, here are the visitors from OKC.
Number 7, Carmelo Anthony. Out of Fresno State, a 6'9 forward, number 13, Paul George. From Pittsburgh, a 7-foot-tall center, number 12, Steven Adams. Out of Florida, a 6'9 guard, number 3, Corey Brewer. And out of UCLA, a 6'3 guard wearing number 0, Russell Westbrook. The head coach of the Oklahoma City Thunder is Billy Donovan.
Sherm, just to finish off our point there as we get the starters for OKC, there is no easy matchup. And if you're the Raptors, it's interesting that, you know, Dwayne Wade's got some stuff in him still. And whether it's the Raptors or anybody else, they're going to feel it.
Absolutely. And you think about the way Miami plays. Eric Spoelstra, that's a Pat Riley disciple. They grind you out. They're physical. They don't give an inch. And it will be a tough matchup. Having said that, I think the Raptors have now put themselves in a position to say that they are the favorite. And when you're considered the favorite, you're supposed to find a way to win those games. So as tough as a matchup as it would be, you got to figure the Raptors can get out of that and get a W. But tonight's game will be a good little sample test of how sharp they are, how prepared they are, because you know that Russell Westbrook and the Oklahoma City Thunder, they're coming with force in this game.
Well, they're a team that, you know, as we talk about, nobody wants to see anybody in the playoffs. I don't know if you want to see these guys with the vets they have in Westbrook, Paul George, and Melo that have all been through it. I mean, Melo's at a stage in his career now where he just wants to win, and witness by what he's done this year. And in talking to Adrian Griffin, one of their assistant coaches, he said he has been terrific. And he said, I didn't know that about him till you coach him. And as Jeff Van Gundy says, you never know till you really know.
Absolutely, and he's done a great job taking a step back to allow Russell and Paul to do what they do.
All right, starting lineup brought to you by your Ontario Subaru dealers. Winter is a perfect time to get cozy. So cozy up to a Subaru at your local Ontario dealer. Subaru, confidence in motion. Dwayne Casey, 313 up, 232 down, the winningest coach in team history with a winning percentage of 574. And again, the Raptors starting lineup was brought to you by your Ontario Subaru dealers. Winter is the perfect time to get cozy, so cozy up to a Subaru at your local Ontario dealer. Subaru, confidence in motion. And going to be a whole lot of confidence in motion here, Sherm, this afternoon with the Raptors taking on the Thunder. And I got to believe one of the keys will be which team can do a better job in transition defense, with them ranking Oklahoma City and Toronto 7th and 9th respectively in transition points.
Yeah, and you think about Russell Westbrook being a one-man fast break. I mean, this guy is a force of nature, and this is a guy who's going to put a lot of pressure on you in the open court.
2nd in the NBA in individual transition points, so we will definitely keep our eye on Mr. Westbrook and his charges today as a one-man band. Sunday afternoon start. Exciting times here at the ACC. As the Raptors get set to take on the OKC Thunder. OKC wearing the navy blue with orange lettering. And the Raptors wearing the home red, Steven Adams, the big Kiwi, going to jump center against Jonas Valanciunas. Mark Davis, the former Toronto Raptor, Haywood Workman, and Brent Barnicki are your officials. Raptors will move left to right. OKC the other way, right to left toward the Bay Street end of the ACC. The ball is up, and we are underway. Valanciunas loses the tip but steals it in the center circle. So the Raptors will have the ball to start and get it at the start of the fourth quarter as well. DeRozan to Lowry straight away. Ibaka far side, left wing, three in the air, good. Down the bottom of the well for Serge. Raptors off and running, 3-0.
Good job by Serge Ibaka. Shot prep was great. The pass was on time, on target. You better believe Serge wants to do something against his former team.
And they've got an illegal screen on Oklahoma City. It's Steven Adams. Doesn't like the call. Mark Davis said, no, man, you're like that tune they play in the arenas. Step to the left. And that's what happened. Got nailed on the foul.
He's a big boy. I mean, you want to navigate getting around him because going through him is not an option.
Hey, man. Cat goes 7 foot 255, and it's a long Uber or Lyft ride to get around him. Valanciunas in the lane, floats it up, no good. Can't grab the rebound as he was rolling hard, couldn't get it down, and it'll be OKC ball.
You know, Adams is one of those guys where you hit him, you get hurt.
Yeah.
He hits you, you get hurt.
You get hurt even more.
It's just one option when you run into the guy.
3-0 Toronto, 1 minute in, first quarter. Westbrook, last year's MVP, up top, on the elbow, into the lane to Adams, floats it up and in. Adams scores it. Steven Adams, one of the best in the NBA in terms of scoring as the role man. He's number 12. By the way, Valanciunas number 13. Ibaka, turnaround in the lane. Good, over Paul George. Serge with all five for Toronto, 5-2 Raptors.
Well, I love the fact, as Oklahoma City turns the ball over, I love the fact that Serge Ibaka is just going at Paul George. He's got the size and strength advantage, and the Raptors are trying to exploit that right away.
DeRozan up top to Valanciunas, near elbow, right side. On the drive, gets it to Lowry, into the corner to Anunoby. On the bounce, OG into the lane, has it stripped. Here comes OKC, 2-on-1. Paul George down the lane for the jam, 5-4. Dwayne Casey, recognizing the rookie mistake, Sherm just folds his arms.
Yeah, and that's what you don't want. Those live ball turnovers right there, you might as well count it as some kind of points on the board for Oklahoma City. They do a great job of really pushing the pace off turnovers.
DeRozan up top on the dribble, right side, near wing, into the lane, fouled by Adams. No, they get the foul on Paul George, or Corey Brewer on the reach. I saw the three. I wasn't sure if it was a 1-3, but just a three, and DeRozan will go to the line for two.
Good job by DeMar. Kind of didn't have an angle to get through Adams and Brewer, but he took the lesser of the two evils and leaned that left shoulder into Corey Brewer, was able to create some contact, and Brewer trying to strip him as DeMar extended the ball to get through the both of them. Ended up fouling him, so two free throws for DeMar. But again, the way the Raptors are trying to attack, it's a little bit of surge early, it's a little bit of screen and roll with Kyle and Jonas, and now you see DeMar attacking on the weak side. So good offensive, I think, variety right now for Oklahoma City to have to deal with.
Well, Raptors have been moving it well all season, so no need to stop now. We've got a foul. It'll go on Anunoby, trying to guard Paul George. How about this kid as a rookie? Who has he not guarded this year?
Oh, he's been phenomenal, and, you know, he's going to make mistakes. He's going to not see things coming because of the lack of experience, but just staying in the fight, he's been so impressive.
Westbrook down low against Lowry, far box, into the lane, tries to hand it off. It's saved by Adams, out to Carmelo Anthony. Shot clock at two. Corey Brewer, corner three, good. Corey Brewer ties the game at 7 after DeMar's free throws. 9:20 to go, first quarter.
Almost turnover to a big three-point bucket. The Raptors defensively pretty solid on that possession. Just tough shot made by Brewer.
Ibaka out top. Anunoby swings it to Lowry down low. Valanciunas jump hook. What great ball movement. The Raptors go up 9-7.
How about that? Kyle Lowry has a shot. OG Anunoby has a shot. Everybody gives it up, and Jonas finishes.
Adams underneath, lays it up and in. Westbrook with the assist, game tied at 9. Lowry front court, 8:50 to go, first quarter. DeRozan catch and shoot, 3, no good. Long rebound to Paul George. Hustles it up the court. 8:40 to go, first quarter. Westbrook reverse layup, up and in, coming far side to near side, right to left, 11-9 Thunder. First lead of the game. Here comes DeRozan. Now to Lowry, left side, far wing above the arc to DeRozan. Same spot, near side. DeRozan into the lane. Pull-up jumper on Adams. Gets the roll. Nice move by DeMar. We're tied at 11.
Well, the Raptors had a couple of mismatches there. Jonas on the block against Paul George and DeMar against Adams. And DeMar does a good job with a little crossover. Creates some space. Gets the shot off.
Elbow jumper far side. No good from 17 feet by Paul George. Back comes Toronto. Ibaka pulls for a deep three. Short. Rebound Westbrook. Quick hit ahead. Carmelo Anthony for three. Got it at the other end. And Melo with his signature three fingers to the temple. Three in your head. 14-11 OKC.
That's a long rebound. A 40-foot pass. A jump shot three. And that's all it took for Oklahoma City to score.
Ibaka in the lane. Floats it up. No good. Adams with the challenge. Here comes Corey Brewer on the run. Runs over Lowry after the pass. Turn it over. Kyle read that and read the mail coming like it was the Pony Express.
Well, Kyle saw that play, and you could see that Corey Brewer knew he had Paul George fading to the 45 on the far side on the three-point line, and all he wanted to do was engage Kyle. Kyle reading that, knowing that the only play is to get in front of Corey Brewer, and his momentum would take him into Kyle. Kyle draws the charge, still leading the league in charges taken.
Lowry deep three, far side, good, down the bottom of the well. Raptors tie it at 14. They're two of four from distance today. Westbrook, far side, on the bounce. Gets it to Carmelo Anthony on the elbow against Lowry. Kyle down low, trying to root him out. Melo, step back, jumper, good, man. An elite scorer of our time period, sure.
No question. He's an old school scorer. He's physical. He hits you when he scores. He makes you pay the price.
Long jumper by DeRozan. No good. Tapped up and in. JV with a long tip gets it to go. And Toronto ties it at 16.
Well, he'll get the credit for that too, but I wouldn't be surprised if on the replay you see Steven Adams tip that in his own basket.
Steven Adams down low, jams it in. Oklahoma City 17-15. Maintain the two-point lead. We've had five ties already. Ibaka drive, up fake, in the lane. Great pass to Valanciunas, jams it down. Oh no, they got JV on a walk, so wipe it out. Dwayne Casey with his hand from his shoulder to his knee saying, with his palm down, saying, my guy dribbled it, and they're going to wipe it out.
Really, really interested to see this on the replay on the monitor. It looked like Jonas did a crab dribble to get his feet together to dunk that basketball, but the official is saying that he traveled before he put the ball down. So unfortunate. Great passing for the Raptors.
Let's take a break. 6:22 to go, first quarter, 18-16. Thunder leading the Raptors. You're listening to Raptors Basketball from the ACC on a Sunday afternoon, TSN 1050, Toronto. 6:22 to go, first quarter. Paul Jones, Sherman Hamilton, Steve Eliopoulos here at courtside, the ACC. Wheeler and Watson up top with Sean Lavery. Keith Bauer and Natasha Shivraj back at Raptor Central. Sherm, we got to look at our TSN replay, and it could have been a play on.
It could have been a play on. It wasn't an egregious travel.
It's a travel that happens all the time. Steven Adams gets a jam at the other end off the Westbrook pass, 2016 Thunder. 6:03 to go, first quarter. DeRozan right side near wing against fellow Californian Paul George out of Fresno State. DeRozan to Ibaka. Drives on Josh Eustace into the game. The pass tipped. Here comes OKC on the run out. And Westbrook threw it away. He had a lane in front of him, Sherm, but everybody's so enamored of making that lob pass on the two-on-one. It's like he didn't see the clear path to the goal.
It's surprising. Russell Westbrook usually has that heat-seeking scoring mentality, and that time, look for the pass the whole time.
DeRozan to Valanciunas in the lane. Kick it out to Lowry, three straight away, good, down the bottom of the well. 2019, OKC has its lead cut to one. Adams down low, and after a rim run to get position and turning his back to Ibaka, they've got Serge for the push down low. And again, Sherm, to me, minimal contact in what was going on in this game. I really think that could have been let go.
I agree. And again, Steven Adams having impact, being physical, getting into the paint, and they're headmanning that ball with purpose to try and capitalize on early scoring opportunities.
Westbrook in the lane to Adams. Kicks it into the corner. Josh Eustace, the Stanford man, with a three. No good. But the NBA's number two offensive rebounder, Adams, gets it back. The Thunder missed the layup by Huestis. Back comes Toronto, left to right. 5 minutes first quarter, they trail by one. DeRozan to Valanciunas. Up fake, drive on Adams. Spin, shoulder shake. Kicks it out to Lowry. Kyle drives left, far side, above the arc now, into the lane. Kicks it into the corner. Anunoby tees up a three and knocks it down. Front rim, and it had legs to crawl into the bottom of the well.
Good shot mechanics, good prep. He got that ball, and Paul George closed out hard, and he was able to knock that shot down.
And now Anunoby fouls George at the other end. And they're going to give George the continuation and one. So it's 22 apiece. And now George will give OKC the lead with the free throw.
It's always tough. I mean, Paul George is driving on Anunoby, and the contact is made, and he goes into a shot and is able to make it. And other times we see players go into a shot after contact, and it's not a play. Now, was that a natural-looking shot for Paul George? Interpretation? We know he can make that shot.
It's all judgment, eh, Sherman? Yeah, it's crazy because we've seen that same play, yeah, and they say no, side out of bounds.
It's difficult.
I think that's what Kyle Lowry was talking to Hayward Workman about. When are you guys going to make this thing something that we know how to figure out?
And it's a valid point, and it's something, sure, that needs further discussion in the offseason.
23-22, and Huestis now fouls Lowry as Kyle put the ball on the floor coming towards the near side right wing. Paul George made the free throw, so the Raptors trail 23-22 with 4:21 to go in a very fast-paced moving first quarter. Lowry straight away guarded by Westbrook. Toronto in the red moving left to right, and we've got a foul down low. Norman Powell back into the game, sure. And we saw him 2 days ago with a walking boot. Miraculous healing powers, and Sherm, the technology these days, you know, 10, 15 years ago, an ankle sprain like that, you're looking at 10 days to 2 weeks in a boot.
Oh, absolutely. And for Norm Powell, DeMar DeRozan knocks down a deep shot over Carmelo Anthony off the inbounds. You got to play if you're Norm Powell.
Yeah. A three in the bottom of the well for, or a long two for DeRozan. And then Westbrook right back with a two. And we're tied at 25.
Like 5 seconds for him to score?
No. Valanciunas down the lane, lays it up and in. JV with the hard roll. 27-25 Toronto. Game has been tied seven times, and we've had four lead changes. We're not through the first quarter. Adams down low. Up and under move, lays it up and in. And Raptor fans saying, how about that for a walk in the park? Lowry loses the ball on the dribble front court. And now Powell grabs Westbrook. Game tied at 27, 3:28 to go, first quarter. OKC to inbound near side. Left wing advancing right to left.
Good foul by Norm Powell. Russell Westbrook was off to the races with really only a Jonas Valanciunas to beat. And then he had a lot of open court to deal with. But again, the turnover. You can't cough that ball up. The Raptors with four turnovers already in this game. And they've given up 4 points off those turnovers. So they've got to be more sound, better decisions, understanding that, hey, if you do cough that ball up, you better get on your horse and get back.
Westbrook, front court, gets it to Carmelo. Far elbow, left side against Ibaka, one-on-one. Side is clear. Carmelo going to go to work. One dribble, jumper in the air. Good, wow, man. That is so pretty to watch. Carmelo.
There was a lot of good things in that one.
Hey, YouTube that one, youngsters. If you want to learn the jab step and how to score on one dribble, clinic.
Or how to create space without the dribble. He did a good job of getting Serge Ibaka to back off of him just with footwork.
Great footwork. 29-27 OKC. Here comes Westbrook to Adams, running the floor, jams it down. Poeltl can't keep up. Steven Adams now with 12 points. OKC with its biggest lead of the game, 31-27, and Dwayne Casey wants to talk.
With 2:43 left in the first quarter, OKC has 31 points. So Dwayne Casey not happy about it, and rightfully so. And Steven Adams, a perfect 6 of 6 from the floor.
2:43, first quarter, we'll take a break. OKC leading Toronto 31-27. From the ACC on a Sunday afternoon, you're listening to Raptors Basketball, TSN 1050, Toronto. Start your day with Landsberg in the morning. Weekdays from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. recapping the weekend that was for the Toronto Raptors. 31-27, OKC leading Toronto, 2:43 to go, first quarter. And Sherm, to say we have a good one and the potential for a good one today is a gross understatement.
So I agree. You think about the fact that the firepower that's in the building with Russell Westbrook and the Oklahoma City Thunder, they're coming in on their own little winning streak, and I say little compared to the Raptors' winning streak. The Raptors are playing great basketball, really in a good mental frame in terms of how to win games consistently. So, and look at this quarter. First quarter, 31 points for Oklahoma City, 27 points for the Raptors. Both teams shooting over 62%.
Entertaining for sure. DeRozan, jumper in the lane, no good. Poeltl knocks it away, goes to Powell. Up fake. Powell into the lane, kick out pass, intercepted. Russell Westbrook off to the races and jams it down. Man, he practically put his nose on the rim before he threw that one down. Raptors turn it over. OKC leads it 33-27, 2:10 to go, first quarter.
Light work right there for Russell Westbrook. But again, careless turnover, as you said. That's five turnovers now. 8 points given up off those turnovers.
Sherm, amidst this winning streak, it's the one thing that's concerned me.
Absolutely.
The Raptors turning the ball over.
And it hasn't hurt them, but a team like this can really expose them.
Siakam drives in the lane. 33-29. Pascal floats it up and in. Raptors down 4 minutes, 40 to go. First quarter. Westbrook, Anthony, George, Steven Adams, and Josh Huestis for the Thunder. Westbrook far side into the lane to Adams, lays it up and in. And Dwayne Casey saying, isn't that a travel?
Looked very similar to what Jonas Valanciunas did, but no call. But Steven Adams has had his way so far in this first quarter.
Well, that's the same travel as Dwayne Casey says to Mark Davis, and you're right, he has. DeRozan jumper no good. Poeltl gets it down. His pass out top. DeLon Wright can't save it. It's an over and back violation. And Oklahoma City kind of putting it on Toronto right now, Sherm. They've got the Raptors buggy wobbling just a little bit.
Well, they do, and it seems like the Raptors are unable to really get any good paint penetration against this Oklahoma City Thunder team, settling for shots, and all of a sudden now your passes become further and further away. Guys are leaving their feet to make passes as well. You got to be sound and fundamental against a team like this.
Thunder by 6, 1:02 to go, make it 8 as Jeremy Grant drives and lays it in.
Yeah, that's just poor defense by Jakob Poeltl there. Gets beat off the dribble. No help there to react. Straight line drive.
37-29. OKC by 8. DeLon Wright drives. Lays it up and in on Grant. 37-31. 6-point Thunder lead. Patrick Patterson, the former Raptor, into the game for OKC. Grant drives. Gets to the 10. Beats Poeltl on the bounce. Jeremy Grant, Sherm. A guy who's a great role player as a fit with these guys. 6'9", 220, fourth-year player, a young vet, long, athletic, lean. He's a guy that's a good help, good support player for OKC's big three.
Well, you're right. He's one of those go-get-it guys. Go get it on the glass. Defensively, go rebound the basketball, block shots, run the floor. You don't really have to give him any offensive attention. You don't have to run any plays for him. He's just going to be an active, live body. And I think when you're playing with three stars like Carmelo Anthony, Russell Westbrook, and Paul George,
just do your job.
Just do your job. Stay out of their way. That's it.
Kind of like when my mom is cleaning the house. Just sit on the chair. Can I help clean? Yeah, sit on the chair.
You're going to make more of a mess if you try to do something.
Patterson up top. OKC gets one free throw, but then the offensive rebound. Paul George drives and jams it down. Dwayne Casey turns and looks to the heavens. 40-31 OKC.
Difficult for Dwayne Casey to watch these drives into the paint without any resistance, seemingly. And you've got to figure out, if you're the Raptors, how to take a stand against this aggression from OKC.
DeLon Wright straight away on the bounce. Works near side, cut off by Patterson. Gets it far side, long, three in the air, good. Norman Powell drops it in the bottom of the well. 6 seconds to go, first quarter. 40-34, Raymond Felton for three, no good. Tipped up, no good, and that's the way the quarter ends. Toronto trailing 40-34. What an offensive quarter for both teams. The Thunder shooting 75%, the Raptors shooting 62%, and we've got 74 points in the first 12 minutes.
Dwayne Casey will not be happy about that. Way too high of a field goal percentage, way too many points on the board. At this rate, the Raptors are going to struggle to hang with this team. They've got to figure it out defensively. And in the second quarter, it better be better than the first.
Second quarter when we come back. OKC leading at 40-34 from the ACC. You're listening to Sunday Afternoon Basketball on TSN 1050 Toronto. Second quarter brought to you by Alpine Credits. Own your home and need a loan. Get approved at alpinecredits.ca. Homeowners get approved. Man, what a quarter it was. OKC leading at 40-34. They took the lead at 11-9 and haven't given it up, albeit eight times the game has been tied. OKC leads it now as we hit the second quarter. Felton, Grant, Patterson, George, and Terrence Ferguson for OKC. Raptors on the floor. Paul George, lay it up, no good. Nogueira, Powell, Miles out there with Siakam and DeLon Wright. Nogueira to DeLon Wright, far side, left wing. Raptors working left to right. Lucas up top, straight away, gets it to Siakam. Pascal drives far side into the corner to Powell. Swing it to Miles for an open three. Got it down the bottom of the well with exquisite ball movement.
Good job by Pascal Siakam to attack from the far side, 45. Finds Norm Powell in the near corner, and Norm Powell in the air in one motion kicks it to C.J. Miles on the 45 for a wide-open three-point shot.
DeLon Wright with the deflection, steals it from Paul George. Raptors bring it front court, 40-37 OKC. Powell, far side, left wing, on the bounce against Patterson, drives, gets to the hoop and lays it in, and a foul! Norman Powell, the general, delivers, and he's going to the line for one more.
Well, he did a good job coming off of that screen by Lucas Nogueira, got Patrick Patterson on a switch, and he put the shoulder down and got his shoulder below Patrick Patterson's hip and took the baseline and is able to eliminate Patrick and go up for that shot and lay it in and gets the foul call. But good aggressive drive. Good low center of gravity by Norm Powell to finish.
Raptors tie the game. 40 apiece, our ninth tie of the ball game. Patterson, three up top, good. Patrick Patterson in a familiar spot, knocks it down, and the Raptors suddenly trail 43-40. Siakam off to DeLon Wright. What a ball game so far. Man, excitement and entertaining. DeLon Wright works far side, left wing. Kick it to Miles, a deep three, no good. Rebound to Patterson. Outlet, here comes Raymond Felton, the North Carolina man. On the bounce straight away, works left, near side, into the lane. Ball fake, tries to get it to Grant, knocked away by Siakam. Great job by Pascal. He brings it front court to right. To Miles for an open three, no good. Ball knocked away and Felton has it. Man, CJ had a great look, sure. What a pass by DeLon.
Absolutely, as a trail shooter, that's what you want.
Patterson shuffles his feet down low. It's a travel. Turn it over and give it to Toronto. And Dwayne Casey claps his hands. Brent Barnicki runs by and says, how was that one, Dwayne?
That's your travel, Dwayne. By the way, Patrick Patterson, one of the all-time good guys to ever put on a Raptor uniform.
Yes. DeLon Wright, front court, into the lane, off to Siakam, who lays it in. 43-42, the Raptor penetration paying dividends.
Good job by DeLon Wright, attacked, and just knew that Jeremy Grant was going to come over on the help, was able to entice him and drop it off to Pascal Siakam.
Patterson on the bounce. 1 point OKC lead. Patterson shot in the lane, no good. Rebound to Toronto. Powell hustles it up the court. Kicks it cross court. DeLon Wright steps into a three and knocks it down in the bottom of the well. The Toronto Raptors back in front, 45-43. on the three ball by DeLon Wright.
And Wolves getting it done. It's the second unit again. Great pressure, good pace to the game, defensively active, creating some turnovers, translating to offensive opportunities.
11-3 run to start the quarter for the Raptors. 9-14 first half. Raptors 45, OKC 43. You're listening to Raptors Basketball from the ACC on TSN 1050 Toronto. 9:14 to go, first half. Raptors leading 45-43, and as the kids would say in the schoolyard, Sherm, the game is lit right now.
It is lit. A lot of offense, a lot of pace, great energy in the building right now.
Yes.
And I mentioned this going to commercial. That second unit doing it again.
Raptors bench outscoring OKC bench 18-6. Toronto's bench, in terms of scoring in the NBA this season, one of the best. Sixth at 41 points a game. Oklahoma City's 28th at only 26-3. It's playing out that way right now. And we'll tell you to tune in to Leafs Lunch with Andy Petrella weekdays from 11 to 1, providing you the most comprehensive Leafs coverage anywhere. Leafs Lunch on TSN 1050. Thunderball front court working right to left toward the Bay Street end of the ACC. Corey Brewer up top, left hand into the lane. Jumper over Nogueira, no good. Lucas with the challenge and the rebound. Siakam, Miles, Wright, and Powell on the floor for Toronto, and they've got the offensive foul on Siakam running over Jeremy Grant. He's looking at a guy that's just like him, Sherm. Same
in a lot of ways, absolutely. Yeah. Has that active body, that long rangey game, and that time Pascal just not having any real avenue to go.
And Pascal says, all right, I'll make up for this. He denies the inbound. They can't get it in, and OKC, Jeremy Grant fires it out of bounds, far side. Raptor ball in front of their bench. Don't hang your head. Make the play at the other end.
No question, and because no one touched the basketball, the ball is inbounded at the same spot that it was turned over from.
Right to Miles, down low. Nogueira spins on the baseline, kicks it into the corner. Powell has to save it. Goes to Miles, three in the air, no good. Long rebound, Jeremy Grant.
I think Lucas needs to go up with that shot.
Yeah.
He's right at the basket. He made a great move. Go ahead and finish it.
He's so interested in quarterbacking that he should have shot it. And now at the other end, great move by Felton getting it to Grant, who was fouled. And Jeremy Grant will go to the line. And the way these teams are so finely tuned offensively, Sherm, man, the defenses have it tough today right now.
They do. And if you're the Raptors, you've got to figure out a way to hang your hat defensively. You do not want to get into a game where teams are scoring 60, 70 points in the first half against you. You want to make sure you slow this team down, and they've done that so far in the second quarter, but the test is when the starters for Oklahoma City come back into the game, when Russell Westbrook's on the floor, and the pace that he plays with, how do you slow that down?
Going to double check. The most points in a half Toronto's had is 76 this year. We'll double check that. 45-44 Toronto as Terrence Ferguson fouls Norm Powell. Ferguson, an interesting story, Sherman, a guy who I think could be a keeper for years to come for this team. Front court. Siakam, Raptors in the red, moving left to right, fakes it. Now tries to find Miles. He was backing out. Oklahoma City stole it, and then they throw it away. It'll be Toronto basketball.
And who's in the mix with that? Russell Westbrook disrupting things and almost creating a turnover for his team, but you just see the activity here, the quickness on the floor, the length, the ranginess. It's impressive to see the speed of this game.
So Toronto inbound, far baseline, left side. DeLon Wright up top to Miles. Catch and shoot, three near side, no good. Grant with a challenge, here comes OKC. Westbrook on the drive against Siakam. Pull up jumper, no good. That's usually a money shot for him.
Man, he's really good at that. Get you on your heels, a little shake, and he's finishing that.
Nogueira down the lane, gets it down. Lucas steaming right down Bay Street. Lays it in, 47-44 Toronto. Felton on the drive, cut off by Siakam, near side left wing. backs him out on the bounce, one-on-one. Pascal shakes his head. Felton misses the jumper, and Nogueira grabs the rebound.
You got to love the confidence right there. Pascal looked at Felton and said, "You're not breaking me down right now," and made him settle for a jump shot.
Literally shook his head and said no. Powell lobs to Nogueira, who's pushed in the back, and they've got a foul on Westbrook, a loose ball foul. And Sherm, with Nogueira going up, I don't know why that can't be interpreted as a shooting foul.
I agree, and that time the shot coming off on the weak side. Lucas Nogueira with the size advantage. All Russell Westbrook did was just push him in the back to get him out the way.
So Sherm, I was right. 76 points is the largest half for Toronto. Twice against, as we said, Houston, and then against Detroit in that overtime win. DeLon Wright near side, right wing. Fall away jumper good. 16 feet in front of the Raptor bench on the baseline. Toronto with its biggest lead of the game, 49-44. And the bench, Sherm, outscoring OKC 15-4 in this quarter. Patterson in the lane, contested, no good. Siakam with the rebound on the run. Pascal picks it up, gets it to Lowry. Kyle on the dribble says, hold on a minute.
Missed DeLon Wright, wide open under the basket.
Nogueira on the drive, jams it in. Lucas Nogueira, like an NFL quarterback, with the fake handoff, the drive, and the left-hand jam. Score the two and send Lucas to the line. He says, keep the meter running. I got a chance for one more.
It's such a smart play by Lucas Nogueira. Patrick Patterson defending Kyle Lowry. Jeremy Grant defending Lucas Nogueira. And as Kyle passed the ball to Lucas, cut off of that pass and tried to get the handoff. Patrick Patterson is not aware of the switch. Jeremy Grant knows he's got to help. Both of the bigs for Oklahoma City not communicating, but Lucas reading it so well. And as they both go over the top, trying to defend a potential handoff to Kyle, Lucas keeps it, is able to get to the basket for the and one.
You know, Poeltl not working out. Dwayne Casey with all his guys engaged says, Lucas, let's try it. Nogueira responding, sure.
Yeah, and that's the depth.
Felton jumper, no good. Far side, Lowry with the rebound. Raptors by eight, biggest lead of the game. Lowry to Siakam, lays it up and in. A 10-point Toronto lead, 54-44.
And even though Pascal Siakam gets credit for the bucket, Lucas Nogueira did a great job running to the front of the rim and taking a defender with him. That created a running lane for Pascal Siakam.
And they've got a defensive three-second violation against Nogueira, who knew it. And he will check out now for Valanciunas coming in. But what a job by Nogueira, Sherm. 6 minutes. 5 points, 2 of 2 from the floor, and a free throw. Great job by Lucas Nogueira.
Yeah, just a lot of energy as well that he brought to the floor. And that's what you need. You know, Lucas, he has the length. He has the, what I say, the skill set and the ability to process. He's a very good passer, but to see him score the basketball, to me, is the area that he can, I think, take another step in. And did a good job on the glass. He had 5 rebounds in this game as well. And this second unit performing without Fred VanVleet, who's really one of the leaders for that second unit.
Next man up, Anthony, near side, left wing. Starters back in for OKC. Carmelo has it knocked away. Loose ball recovered by Westbrook. Into the corner. Paul George for 3, no good. Rebound Westbrook on the offensive glass. Kick out Corey Brewer. Drive to Paul George. His pass deflected by DeLon Wright. Quick hit ahead to Siakam on the run to Miles. Carmelo Anthony knocks it out of bounds with a whirly bird wind block. And Toronto will have it in front of its bench. What a sequence. Great hands by DeLon Wright. And OKC at the other end, Sherm, not giving up on the play.
Well, Carmelo really saved a bucket there. Pascal Siakam, I thought, had the ability to get to the rim and finish. And as he dropped it back to CJ Miles, Carmelo Anthony did a good job of timing it on the way up and swatting that away.
Now they got Valanciunas for a travel. He's standing there with the ball.
And Mark Davis said he switched pivot feet. This is another situation, and this is why this game is so difficult to officiate. If we don't get to see it on the replay, we have no clue
and sure,
what could have happened?
I say this all the time, the most difficult game, because like you said, the guy could be standing there with the ball and something's wrong.
Exactly.
Westbrook to Adams, who is fouled by Valanciunas. And JB needs to take some ballroom dancing there with Arthur Murray if he's shuffling the feet that good. Adams will go to the free throw line. 54-45 Toronto. Adams free throw good. They got it 1 point on the illegal defense technical. But Billy Donovan, seeing the bench being outplayed, has gone back to his starters.
Rightfully so, and you better believe Billy Donovan understands what the bench can do, and he, and this second unit has forced coaches to adjust and bring back key players earlier than they might have wanted to.
Which in turn sure may wear them down.
Absolutely. End of the game effect, right?
54-47 Toronto. 4:50 to go, first half. DeRozan drives, gets to the hoop, reverse layup, no good. Rebound. Ibaka floats it up, no good. Here comes OKC. Westbrook outrunning everybody to Corey Brewer, far side, lays it in. That's what Donovan was talking about, yeah. Sherm. We talked about it on the TV side. He's Andre Roberson with energy on offense.
Absolutely, and great scoring ability in terms of shooting the ball and streaking and cutting to the basket.
DeRozan into the lane, lays it up and in. 56-49, Toronto, 4:20, first half.
Talon Wright's doing a great job of getting penetration and initiating offense and shifting the defense for Oklahoma City.
Westbrook, turnaround jumper, got it. On the post-up and repost against Talon Wright, gets it back, scores. Thunder have cut the lead to 5 at 56-51.
Just so physical with Talon Wright right there, and just got great post position, was able to elevate over the top and knock that shot down.
DeRozan to Lowry, long three up top, good, down the bottom of the well, over Westbrook, 59-51, Toronto knocking him down, 9 of 16 from distance. Paul George in the lane, floats it up and in, and they've got the foul from behind on Lowry, who says he jumped back into me as I was following him, retreating and trying to get out of the way.
It's difficult, Paul George, he understands, he's a scorer. As he was getting to the basket and had Kyle Lowry on his shoulder, he kind of jumped sideways, backwards, just enough to create contact and use Kyle's momentum against him. Enough for the officials to make a call there. Just scorers know how to score. They yes. know how to draw that contact.
Timeout, Dwayne Casey. 3:39 to go, first half. Toronto 59, OKC 54. From the ACC on a Sunday afternoon, you're listening to Raptors Basketball on TSN 1050 Toronto. We're at the ACC. Paul Jones, Sherman Hamilton, Steve Eliopoulos in the second row here courtside. Up top, you'll hear from Gareth Wheeler, Dwayne Watson, along with Josh Lewenberg from the floor here. Sean Lavery in charge of that at halftime, and that's 3:39 away. And then back running the whole shooting match at Raptors Central, Natasha Shivraj and Keith Bauer. Sherm, look at the shooting percentages still. 61.1 for OKC, 59 for Toronto. Right now, defense goes around the yard.
I tell you what, the only good thing you can say about that is the Raptors got OKC's field goal percentage down from 75%. So I guess there is some positivity in that, but allowing a team to shoot over 61%, there's not much to grasp right there, and the Raptors are going to have to figure out, and I've said this before, you can score as much as you want, and teams try to, but at some point you have to be able to play some defense.
DeRozan to Lowry, 54 points, and DeRozan has 9. Lowry jumper, got it, first Raptor into double figures. Mid-range jumper, 18 feet out, far side. Left wing, 61-54 Toronto.
And he's perfect from the floor, 4 of 4. More importantly, 3 of 3 from the three-point line.
Westbrook guarded by Norman Powell. A couple of UCLA guys going at it. Westbrook drives to Adams in the lane. The floater up, no good. Rebound, Adams gets it back. Kick to Corey Brewer. Corner three is good.
Second chance opportunities. Adams in there. He misses that shot, gets his rebound, and is able to find Corey Brewer on the near corner in the three-point line, and that's a difficult thing.
Lowry, three ball, no good. Wanted the foul on Anthony, didn't get it. Sherm, they're the number one offensive rebounding yep. team in the league. Paul George, deep three, no good. Long rebound, runs it down into the lane, into Valanciunas, no good. The foul on JV. Long shot, long rebound, Paul George there to sniff it out, and you'll get two free throws.
Well, the Raptors are ball watching. The shot goes up, and they're looking at the shot. You've got to get to somebody's body, and as athletic as Oklahoma City is, and coming into this game knowing that they're the number one offensive rebounding team, that's got to be at the top of the list in terms of defensive priorities. All five guys in there on the glass. Nobody leaks out. Make sure you secure that defensive rebound to complete the defensive possession. The last couple possessions for the Raptors, they got the initial miss.
Yeah, exactly.
Steven Adams misses an 8-foot shot, jump hook in the lane. He gets his own rebound. It turns into a 3-point shot for Brewer. Paul George misses a jump shot. They have a chance to rebound it. It turns into two free throws.
George misses one of two. Second one, Raptors grab the rebound. One of my old coaches used to say, it's why our drills go till the ball goes in the basket or the defense gets the ball.
Absolutely.
DeRozan drives, bumped by Paul George. He'll get two free throws after the drive down the right side near wing. And Sherm, to that point, one of the guys I played for, there was, when the shot went up, there was no out of bounds. I mean, if the ball went into the first row of the practice gym, somebody got it, the possession continued, or the stop was gained.
Yeah, and that kind of develops that you don't quit, you don't stop till you get the ball in. And that's the kind of mentality you have to have in these situations. Look, when you're playing against a team that creates second chance opportunities, that not only puts points on the board for them, that creates confidence for them that they can overpower you and they can find different ways to compromise your defense. And if you're the Raptors, you've got to make a statement to say, that's not going to happen anymore. We've got to get these stops, complete the defensive possession with the rebound, and now we can run the ball down their throat.
2:20 to go, first half. 62-58, Raptors lead it by four after free throws by DeRozan. Westbrook in the lane to Adams, lay it up and in. Steven Adams is having a ball game in this first half. 18 points on 8 of 9. And he and Russell Westbrook running that screen and roll like it's going out of style.
Well, Russell Westbrook puts you in high alert when you're the big defending that screen and roll. And that weak side has to pinch in there to help the roll because Adams is getting wide open looks.
And the Raptors turn it over. Powell can't squeeze it in the lane. Back come the Thunder looking for the tie. Corey Brewer misses, runs down his rebound. Kick out top to Paul George. 1:50 to go, first half. Toronto leading 62-60. Westbrook drives in the lane. Lowry thought he knocked it away cleanly, and they've got the foul on Kyle. Really upset is Kyle with Mark Davis saying that he grabbed me on the way to the hoop. The ball was exposed. I knocked it away cleanly, and you got me on the foul.
Yeah, very frustrated with that play. And again, as much as it seems like that's a possession, that's another second chance opportunity.
Yes.
Brewer missed his shot and was able to get his own rebound. And now you have to defend again. And Russell Westbrook getting the ball on the far block against Kyle Lowry, that's a tough proposition. Size advantage definitely in Russell Westbrook's favor. No help's coming, so you got to defend that. And Kyle gets called for the foul, and he's got to let it go. But these second chance opportunities is where all these situations emanate from.
54-44 was the Raptors' 10-point lead. It's now tied at 62. Ibaka jumper, no good. Long rebound, Westbrook, and he's off to the races. To Corey Brewer, throws it away. Back comes Toronto. Powell on the run, into the lane, kick out. Lowry, up fake, step in. Ibaka tries to kick it far corner to DeRozan. Gets it to him. Up fake, Ibaka into the lane, kicks to Powell, corner three, in and out. Rebound, Paul George.
Quite a few opportunities there for the Raptors and not able to capitalize.
Paul George throws it up, no good. Lowry going to be called on the foul. And that's something that James Harden did all of last year. Come around the screen, stop, and the guy chasing runs into you. And to boot, are they going to give Paul George shots?
Well, they're trying to, initially, Mark Davis had called it for free throws.
Now, that's a case to me, Sherm. We get a look at the replay.
Yeah.
The screen bumped Lowry into Paul George, and Kyle is really upset. He's going to have to sit down now with his third personal foul.
Well, the problem with that, too, is that Paul George went into a shooting motion, which they're not rewarding this year. And
yeah, where was the bump, Sherm?
Absolutely. It's difficult. And again, it's we're not saying this is an easy situation for the officials. This needs a lot of work. It needs a lot of attention because players have been playing this way for a long time where they've sweeped through on a contact or they've made decisions based on the whistle because they're so athletic to get the shot up and they have gotten free throws. That's changed right now, and we're seeing some inconsistency at times with officiating, and that's something that's going to be cleaned up. It's a focus. We met with the officials recently, and they're aware of it, so it's a process that's happening right now.
I think the way the game goes, with a sweep and go, it's got to be a shooting motion if the guy hasn't put it on the ground.
Well, it can become too subjective at times.
Yes, DeRozan, long three, far side, no good. 64-62 Thunder, they're on the run. Adams gets it as it was almost knocked away by Powell. 30 seconds to go, first half. Anthony up top, pull-up jumper on DeRozan, no good. Rebound, they say stay here, as Valanciunas and Ibaka called for the foul. Who is it? Because Adams was cleaning out shop down there. They got it on Valanciunas. JV says, man, this guy is pushing his way around down here, and as soon as I push back, it's a foul?
Yeah, it's always difficult right now because Steven Adams is doing a great job getting great deep position because initially he's setting great screens, and that allows him to get a lot of room to roll because Russell Westbrook's coming off of those screens with such pace and speed that the big, i.e. Jonas Valanciunas, trying to defend Russell off that screen is completely being taken out of the play. And if your weak side doesn't chip in there to help out, Steven Adams is going to get great real estate to either receive the pass or be in great rebounding position, and that's what we're seeing. The screen and roll, there's been nobody around Steven Adams because of the pacing, and it's tough to roll when Russell Westbrook is coming at you like that.
Adams misses two, maybe a little poetic justice. 25 seconds, first half, shot clock, game clock, 5 seconds apart. DeRozan standing on the logo, bottom of the center circle, front court. On the bounce, Raptors moving left to right. DeRozan works over far side, left wing on Corey Brewer. Into the lane, spins, DeRozan lays it up and in. Game tied at 64, 6 seconds to go in the half. Westbrook into the corner, Paul George, jumper good. And they're upset that Westbrook ran over Miles and took him out to get the look for Paul George. That's the way the half ends as DeRozan fires it after the whistle into the stands, ostensibly at the basket, but he waited till the buzzer went.
Yeah.
And you know what? Referees, DeMar's almost challenging them to say, okay, subjective, take this.
Yeah, he was, and very upset. That last play, C.J. Miles gets run over by Russell Westbrook, and he's defending Paul George, and now he can't even get back into the play. Raptors upset, Dwayne Casey upset, DeMar DeRozan showing his frustration.
So it's halftime at the ACC. Oklahoma City leads it 66-64. Wheeler, Watson, and Lewenberg for your listening entertainment during recess. You're listening to Raptors Basketball from the ACC on TSN 1050 Toronto.